Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio. God bless you, God bless you. This is your host, Apostle Gloria Hawkins. I just thank God for each of you that are joining me. This morning we're going to be talking about what does it mean to unmask the pain. If you would like to join in the conversation or give a comment, please press 1 and I can bring you live. As most of you know that have been listening or following me, I have been on this thing about unmasking the pain. I've been on this series of Are You Suffering in Silence? Last month we dealt with domestic violence, which is so prevalent in our community, in our homes. Society is being bogged down by so much anger and abuse. It doesn't matter what form it comes in, but it seems as though so many people just want to inflict pain on others. And we have to take a look at that, and we can't continue to ignore it and act like it doesn't exist. Whether it's words being spoken, whether someone is putting their hands on another, whether it is a lie being spread, or whether it is abuse or some form of mistreatment that was inflicted as a child, we deal with abuse and anger and mistreatment every day. But that is not God's plan for our life. God said we were fearfully and wonderfully made. We were made in the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Genesis, he says, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. So we're made like him, so we are most definitely fearfully and wonderfully made. I've had people ask, what does it mean to unmask the pain? What are you talking about? What are you doing? You know, nobody has that kind of pain. Nobody wears a mask, but that's not true. We all have something. We all have dealt with something. We all may be going through something, but at different times in our lives, we may put a mask on because we don't want family, friends, and society to know the real us. Will the real you please stand up? You know, there was a game show years ago, and that was the question at the end. Will the real Gloria please stand up? Will the real man please stand up? Will the real person please stand up? The one you were made to be, created to be, your name, who you are, will that person please stand up? Because we live in the society and we live behind a veil, live behind the mask, because we don't want people to know who we really are. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. I encourage you to please press 1 and I can bring you live and you can become a part of the conversation. We're going to open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you this morning. We thank you for this day that we've never seen before. And Father, as we dive deeper into unmasking the pain, I pray that revelation will come to each of my listeners, each of the callers, God, those that are on the line now and those that are to come. Help us to unmask our pain. Help us to look at ourselves to see who we are and who we're portraying to be. Help us to be mindful that you created us in your image and in your likeness, and it is your desire for us to live our lives abundantly, joyfully, and pain-free. God, I thank you for this day. I thank you that your Holy Spirit will touch each and every person, each and every caller that we're listening now and that may listen to the rebroadcast or the recording. We honor you today. We honor you. We exalt you above every situation, every mask be taken off. Unveil us, O God, that we might be laying in your presence to receive our healing and our deliverance. Touch every heart and mind. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless and meet every need in their lives. that they might be what you have called them to be. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Again, good morning to my callers that have just called in. God bless you, God bless you. I thank you. I thank you for calling in to join the conversation. When that posed the question, what does it mean to unmask the pain? What does it mean? How do you take your mask off? How do you deal with your issues? How do you deal with living a double, triple life? Because it has been done. I've done it, and to be honest with yourself, you've done it as well. Depending on the company we're in, depending on the setting, there is a mask that has been placed on so many people. We place them on ourselves because we don't want people to know the real us. Whether it is in a church setting, an office setting, it doesn't matter. You never let people know the real you. And that's just the fact of the matter. But so oftentimes we go into an office setting and we put on the mask and we smile in the faces of our coworkers, or we go into church and we smile with our congregant friends, and they may never know that you're torn up inside, that you're broken inside, that you're dealing with issues. And so many times we even see it when we watch the news, when we hear about suicides and the murder rate and different things that are going on, and they would say, I never knew. I never knew what they were going through. I never knew this was on their mind. Why? Because they maintained a mask. So no one would be able to identify the real person. We see it all the time. You know, whether it's a mass murderer or whether it's a rapist or whether it's someone stealing money or abusing a child, you never see it because they're wearing a mask. And I really think a lot of people may not want to see it. They're so consumed with their own issues of life and their own mask that they're really not paying attention. Well, I'm here to say it's time for us to wake up and pay attention. When we have children that are going out in the community and, you know, kids want to go out to the mall and hang out or to the movies with friends, one thing I know I told my children, pay attention to your surroundings. Don't get so caught up in your activities that you're not paying attention. Because we have to pay attention to everything, where we go and the people we talk to. You know, my heart goes out to the family of the young lady that was found dead last week. She was so caught up in what she was doing, and I'm not blaming her. Please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. But she mistook this car that pulled up as her Uber driver or her Lyft driver. And got in the car, not paying attention. Now, when we look at us going out in different places and we see people, and this is not for you to try to pick apart everybody that you meet, but you have to pay attention because there are signs there of the hurt. We recognize the signs of happiness. We all know when somebody is happy and excited, we see the signs. It's evident. Well, if we're paying attention, we're going to see the signs of hurt, sadness, abuse of some kind. In the conversation, something can be said, and you're looking at them like, okay, why would they say that? Okay, that came from a place behind the mask. If we look at it, pay attention to it, ask them questions. Our men are wearing a mask every day. The mask was put on so many of our men as children. And they tell them, little boys don't cry. Little boys have to be the big men. They have to be big little boys and don't cry. They can't show their emotion because they're men. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. Do not live your life in pain. Do not live your life behind the mask. Now, that's not to say tell everybody all of your business and just pour out everything that's going on at home. And no, that's not what I'm saying. But so many people have gotten to a place in their lives that their lives are dysfunction. They're living in dysfunction, and their dysfunction has become normal to them. And the truth of who they are and what they were meant to be and the way they were meant to live is so far away from who you see in front of you. It's got to stop. The scripture, John says, wilt thou be made whole? Wilt thou be made whole? This man lay beside the pool for 38 years. 38 years he lived in pain. He lived suffering. Everybody could see it on the outside. Nobody knew what he was going through on the inside. But we have so many people that have lived their lives for not just 38 years, but 40, 50, 60 years they've lived in pain. They live behind a mask because they don't want people to pass judgment on them. They don't want people to think less of them. They don't want people to cast them away. They want to be accepted and included. So they put the mask on. Our young people and our older people as well that are joining gangs and joining different organizations to feel a part, to be included and not to be cast out and cast down and pushed away. We are people, Jesus is love, and we were created in love, and we're people, we're designed to love one another and to be loved. And so many take that to the extreme of wanting and desiring love. And so many times people are looking for love in all the wrong places and faces because of their pain. Pain will cause you to do the unthinkable. Pain will cause you to say the unthinkable. We all know about pain, physical pain, emotional pain. You know, if you have a headache, you don't want to be bothered. You want to go somewhere and lay down. Your face change, your countenance change, everything about you change because of pain. I'm going to be perfectly honest. If I've got pain in my body, I don't want to deal with anybody. I want to go somewhere and lay down. I want to hide because I don't want anybody to bother me. And that's what we've got to be mindful of, not only the physical pain but the emotional pain that people are dealing with. It goes deep, and so many times we think if we ignore it, it will go away. Pain is not going to go away unless you deal with it. But so many times, because it is so painful, you medicate it. You go to the doctor. You get a prescription for some pain medication because you're hurting. Well, we self-medicate. We overindulge in things. We do too much or we don't do anything at all. It can go so far to the left, depression. People over-medicate with drugs, alcohol, sex to try to get rid of the pain. We do so much, and we suffer in silence. We mask our pain. We do the extreme. And the bottom line is, If you don't know who you are, if you don't know your self-worth, you're going to be so easily persuaded and convinced that this is the way life must be lived, and that's not true. Again, the scripture says, wilt thou be made whole, nothing missing, nothing broken, complete, operating in wholeness with love, wisdom, with the way Christ intended when he went to the cross for us to live. If we stop and take a look at our lives and what we're doing each and every day, at some point we put on the mask. Someone asks you, you're in pain, you're going through something at home, you're dealing with issues in your body, your family, or what have you. Someone says, good morning, how are you? And the first thing you say, oh, I'm fine, I'm well, I'm blessed. And then you get into this religious thing and you want to give this little, these cliches, and all of that's not necessary, but you are doing anything and saying anything that you can to maintain your mask so no one will know. I've done it. I've heard people do it. And the ones that you hear doing it, you're looking at them like, okay, something's wrong. Something is going on. It's exaggerated. They're, you know, overly loud or extra quiet. They overindulge in food. They overindulge in, you know, prescription drugs or over-the-counter drugs. They overindulge in alcohol. They overindulge with sex. They can't go to bed without a partner. They're always looking for someone else to satisfy them instead of dealing with the issues. They are withdrawn, always trying to hide. Again, I say, will the real you please stand up? Again, if you'd like to join in the conversation or you have a comment, I ask that you press 1 and I can bring you live. But we're dealing with what does it look like to unmask the pain? What does it look like? And this is not to say you have to unmask to the whole office, everybody around you, reveal your innermost secrets to everybody. It's not about what people know about you. It's about you being healed to where you can deal with it. One way to know that you're over a hurt or a betrayal is that it doesn't hurt when you talk about it. If every time that person or that situation comes up and it just angers you, it frustrates you, you relive it over and over and over again, you're not over the pain. If you're 30, 40 years old, 50, 60, 70 years old, and every time you think about an injury when you were a child or a young adult, and it pains you, it angers you, you're not over it. But you continue to live your life behind the mask because you don't want everybody to know. Wilt thou be made whole? We're fearful of being judged. We're fearful of not being accepted. We don't want anybody to know. And so many times I've found in people that I've talked to, they're revealing something that I already knew. Whether it's I've known the person throughout life, whether the Holy Spirit reveals it, the gifts are operating. Believe it or not, more people recognize your pain than you realize. or that you would want to admit. We have to realize that sometimes that inner turmoil, that inner pain that we're keeping hidden, we're living out behind the mask, is doing more damage than you can imagine. The Word tells us how unforgiveness and bitterness and strife and all of these is rottenness to your bone. We must be mindful that when we don't forgive and we're constantly living in that inner turmoil and that inner pain, it is causing so much damage to the physical body, not just the spirit. It will do damage to your body and soul. It will fester. It will grow. And what ends up happening a lot of time is we're living behind the mask of anger and pain of the past. It spreads like wildfire because you start to project that on other people to where people may not even want to be around you anymore. People don't want to deal with you. Every time I see her, she's always got something going on, or she's always doing it, or he's always acting like that. So people may start avoiding you and going in the other direction when they see you coming. They may end up mocking you or poking fun that, oh, that's just so-and-so, and they always got drama, or they are always doing something. Again, wilt thou be made whole? Will you seek out help that you can be delivered, that you can be free? And it doesn't take a gigantic service. It doesn't take this grand performance and all of these things to be free, to be healed. But it is going to take a relationship with the Almighty Father. There are some steps you're going to have to take to be free, to be healed. You can't just sit around and wait for someone else to do it. Again, if there's anyone that would like to join in the conversation or have a comment, I ask that you press 1 and I will bring you live. We are getting ready for another Unmasking the Pain event today. Myself, Apostle Valerie Burrell, we have Pastor Sam Mills and Bishop Stephen Ramos, who is hosting the event. We have the address and everything posted on Facebook. You can find it on Gloria Hawkins on Facebook. You can check out any of our pages. We've been promoting this, and we're going to continue to promote Unmasking the Pain because God wants us healed. Jesus died that we might be healed, and the Holy Spirit will lead and direct us to our healing. We have a caller. Let's see. Good morning. Thank you for joining.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I am wonderful. I am wonderful, Brother Talley. How are you?
Okay. Sorry I missed you last week, but we had our AME midwinter conference, and I had to be here.
Not a problem. Not a problem. What are your comments about the Unmasking the Pain and what it looks like?
So many people are hide their feelings and so forth. But then once you open up to people, you feel a lot better.
Amen, amen. It's not as bad as you thought it was, right?
Right, not as bad as you thought it was. A lot of people need people. A lot of people need others to talk to. about their pain,
amen,
their problems,
amen,
and so forth. And our church is right next to a project. It's a huge project. And people, and I find that the people there in the project need, you know, people are scared. Average person is scared to go in to talk to the people. But I find they want somebody to talk to help them. Which is what I'm doing at head of our men's ministry.
Amen. That's wonderful. And that's one thing we have to do. Sometimes we have to reach out to them. Amen. Thank you so much. Again, we have just a few more minutes on the line this morning. And again, if you have any comments or something you would like to add, please press 1 and I can bring you live. As I said, we're preparing for another Unmasking the Pain today from 10 to 2 at God's Anointed and Praise Ministries. And it is at 3705, I believe, Meadow Bridge Road, Richmond, Virginia. If you have any questions or any prayer requests, you can reach out to me, direct message me. I am on Facebook. You can also find me at tellthemministries.com. Leave your comments, submit your prayer requests, and they will be taken care of. We will bombard heaven on your behalf. If you're looking for possibly hosting Unmasking the Pain event, you can also contact me through the website or direct messenger. There is information there on how to reach out to myself, and we can get this done because this is something, this is a mandate. This is a God-given assignment, and I thank God that I am able to go forth with it. I thank God for Apostle Valerie Burrell, who has been such a great supporter of me, an encourager, a pusher, to say you can do this. I thank God. When you find that person that supports you, loves you, corrects you, and checks you, that's somebody you hold on to because they actually see you and who God intended for you to be. So I thank God for her. She is truly a blessing in my life. And you can join her and Apostle Benny Burrell on tomorrow evening on Blog Talk Radio at 8 p.m. Again, we're having our Unmasking the Pain event today here in Richmond, Virginia. All are welcome. All are welcome. But I would ask that each of you take a look at who you are. Take a look at the mask that you're wearing. Just take a look at it and ask yourself, will I be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to walk and live in the abundance that God has for us? I would say yes. No one wants to live in pain. It alters your whole life. But again, if you want to search me out, I am found on Facebook, Gloria Hawkins, facebook.com, Tell Them Ministries, Facebook, www.tellthemministries.com webpage. There are numbers, there's contact information there where you can find me. I encourage you to unmask your pain. Come out with us today if you're in the area and available. I say for this week, God bless you, God bless you. Know your self-worth. Know who you are. Love yourself and know that there is greater waiting on you. God bless you, God bless you. Until next week, same time, same station, same number. God bless you. Bye-bye.